Take the guns. Make sure they are loaded. Shoot anything that moves. After the older girls leave, the group huddles together in the middle of the room facing the walls. Images of the Yuans attacking and killing us run in my mind, filling me with fear. In Phnom Penh, Pa once told me the Yuans are just like us, but with whiter skin and smaller noses. However, Mae Bong describes the Yuans as savages who are bent on taking over our country and our people. I do not know what to believe. The only world I know beyond this camp is the one Mae Bong describes to me. Sitting in the dark, I find myself starting to believe her message about the enemies. A few minutes later, the girls return and report that whatever was out there is now gone. In the moonlight, they saw large footprints around the compound. The Yuans are attacking us, Mae Bong informs us. Her hands grip the rifle tightly to her chest. When they take over the towns, they infiltrate them and open up the prisons. The Yuans are running around raping girls and pillaging towns, and the prisoners who are against Pol Pot are with the Yuans. We have to protect ourselves. Mae Bong rambles on frantically. After that night, Mae Bong institutes a new policy, and we now take turns guarding the camp at night. I am asleep when a hand roughly jerks my shoulders. Wake up, it's your turn to stand guard, a voice says to me from the dark. Grumpy, I sit up and rub the sleep out of my eyes. She puts the rifle in my hand, which is heavy, and I cradle it against my chest because my fingers are not long enough to wrap around its stock. I walk over to the doorway and sit down. The sky is dark and cloudless, allowing the full moon to shine through, giving everything an eerie, silvery glow. The cool wind blows quietly. All is quiet, except for the crickets. I live with 40 others, but I am so alone in this world. There is no camaraderie among the children, no blossoming friendships, no bonding together under hardship. We live against each other, spying on one another for Pol Pot, hoping to win favors from Mae Bong. Mae Bong says Pol Pot loves me, but I know he does not. Maybe he loves the other children, the uncorrupted base children with their uncontaminated parents. I came to this camp under false pretenses and lies. They think I am one of them, one of the pure base children. I have never seen Pol Pot in person or in pictures. I know little about him or why he killed Pa. I do not know why he hates me so much.